travelers. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Airline travelers dealing with a massive number of flight cancellations this Memorial Day weekend. FlightAware reporting over 1,500 flights were canceled on Saturday. Friday had over 2,300 cancellations.
Delta's the most affected airline with 9% of its flights canceled, 10% of them delayed. We're also seeing a lot of delays at United and JetBlue Airlines, with 12 and 33% of their respective flights impacted. Here are the airports most affected. LaGuardia and JFK in New York, Newark Airport nearby New Jersey. Both Reagan National and Arlington and Orlando International are seeing over 42% of its flights delayed.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York. Delta says bad weather and air traffic control actions causing Saturday's cancellations. In the wake of the mass shooting at the Uvalde, Texas elementary school, Congress trying to figure out how to prevent gun violence. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss giving his take.
The answer is taking the guns off the street, and in particular, we need an assault weapon ban. It worked in 1994. It'll work again.
Democrats calling for stricter gun laws. Republicans pushing for more funding for mental health services and school security. The National Rifle Association holding their annual meeting in Houston, despite several notable cancellations.
Protesters continued outside the NRA convention in Houston. That gathering going on as scheduled despite calls for its cancellation after the Uvalde mass shooting.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The convention started on Friday and will continue through Sunday. California's Governor Newsom testing positive for COVID-19. He is experiencing mild symptoms. The National Weather Service issuing red flag warnings across the U.S. Southwest. America is listening to Fox News.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
A fifth death confirmed Friday following a massive explosion at a house near Philadelphia a day earlier. Eddie Kadem with Fox affiliate WTXF has the report.
I talked to the families of young Jeremiah and Nehemiah who died in the explosion. They say they loved riding their bikes and playing video games, normal kid things, and now this family utterly devastated. Two siblings, 13-year-old Alana Wood, 8-year-old Tristan White, and 67-year-old Francine White also died in the explosion.
A mother rescues her baby from a bear.
Motherly instinct took over for Samantha Martin of Redmond, Washington, when she rescued her toddler from a bear. This was no teddy bear, but the real deal. 2-year-old Juniper spied the bear snacking on birdseed outside the patio door of their home. She managed to sneak out, screamed at the animal, and began to run towards it. That's when Samantha sprang into action. She ran out between the cub and the kid and snatched her up before the child could give the intruder a hug. The whole scene was captured by a home security camera. I didn't really have a lot of thoughts at the moment, said Martin, but her actions spoke louder than words or thoughts. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A judge in New Mexico orders a halt to the controversial tradition of bullfighting.
A Mexican judge issuing an injunction Friday against bullfighting in Mexico City and ordering a hearing on whether to ban the practice. That injunction prohibiting bullfights until at least June, although no bullfights are scheduled in Mexico City until July and September. 4 states in Mexico have already banned bullfights, with polls showing substantial support for such a ban. A ban, however, in Mexico City, the largest venue for the events, would be an international setback for bullfighting. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
The Los Angeles Lakers hiring Darvin Ham as their new head coach, replacing the fired Frank Vogel. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.